Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Great to have you along. Thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in. On today's show, we're going to be sitting down with some swim and wrestling state qualifiers from Tomahawk. Dane DeKeep, Zach Germano, and Elise Chibo will all talk about their seasons. We'll also talk about the Bucks' second half of the season coming up. And coming up later on, we'll also have Wayne Mosser from 102.3 The Bug talk about the Packers' offseason. But first, we are going to begin on the diamond with the Brewers.
Here it comes. And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up.
So the news broke a couple of days ago that the Brewers were going to be bringing back Brandon Woodruff to the team. Now, here's the thing. The Brewers obviously released him at the end of the season after they found out that he was going to have shoulder surgery in October right after the postseason was done. Here's how I look at this. Again, this is a two-year deal for Brandon Woodruff. Again, I don't know the specifics with the financials. All I know is that it's a two-year deal, which means he is going to be here both this year and next year, unless there's an opt-out after 1 year. I'd have to take a closer look at the financial details for this. Here's what I'll say about this. Looking at the move itself, this is a low-risk, high-reward move for the Brewers to bring him back. And the reason why is because he's not going to pitch in 2024. So if you were hoping that maybe he would have the opportunity to come and pitch again this season, that's not going to happen. He's going to be out for the full 2024 season. So will he pitch? No. What he can be, though, is a mentor. A veteran to help a young pitching staff, especially the pitching staff that the Brewers have, is always going to come as a benefit, no matter if they are pitching or not. Because Brandon Woodruff, a healthy Brandon Woodruff, would start ahead of Freddie Peralta. Now, if you have Brandon Woodruff and Freddie Peralta as your 1-2 punch on the pitching mound, that's going to be a very good season. Then we would talk about potentially the Brewers coming back and winning the division again. But again, Brandon Woodruff will be just on the bench for the time being. He's not going to play at all this year. He's going to miss 2024 and hopefully be back and healthy in 2025 at the age of 32. And the big thing, though, is we don't know if he's going to be spending both years in Milwaukee. That's really a big question mark. And because, again, they released him because of the financial ramifications that came with it. They didn't want to pay him the money for this upcoming season with his current contract. Now, they've brought him back, and they've decided to do that. So I'm not against this move. Again, he's going to be out for the whole 2024 season, which means it's not going to do anything for the Brewers this year. Outside of maybe being a good mentor to Freddie Peralta and also the young pitchers that are coming in, like Jacob Yunus, and also like D.L. Hall, who they brought over as well. Plus, help out Colin Ray, be supportive of Wade Miley, those kinds of players. That could help. That's a big locker room presence that Brandon Woodruff brings. Again, he had shoulder surgery after the 2023 season. This doesn't move the needle. This unfortunately does not move the needle. The Brewers are going to remain the same, which at this point right now looks like a 500 team. The best thing you can say about the Brewers is that even though this move doesn't make them better, it definitely doesn't make them worse. But here's my thing with this, okay? I have to know what is going on with the direction of this organization. I really, really need to know. Because you released Brandon Woodruff, then the growing belief was that they were going to try and rebuild. Then there was talks about trading Corbin Burns. There was talks about trading Willy Adames as well. But instead, you bring in Rhys Hoskins at the end of January to essentially nail down that first base spot. Which we're thinking, okay, the Brewers are making a move to win now. The reason why they let go of Woodruff is because he wasn't going to pitch in the 2024 season. They want him to rehab, and maybe they'll bring him back. After you sign Rhys Hoskins, you go out and you trade Corbin Burns to Baltimore. and you get a couple of prospects back. I'm not mad. Again, I'm not mad that they traded Corbin Burns. It just seems like the timing of everything is off. I don't know what it is. The timing does seem to be off with this organization. And again, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, and the Brewers could come out and win 90 games and win the division again this year, just like they did last year. They won 92 games last year. But if the thing is, would have released him, brought back in February, you bring him back if there's a good veteran presence in that locker room, if you need a veteran presence in that locker room, which Woodruff definitely brings. You bring back those kinds of players if you know it's going to be beneficial for you. Plus, him and Pat Murphy are sort of going to be manager and co-manager along with Ricky Weeks. So if you have a very good veteran presence as a pitcher, plus you have a manager who, even though has never been a manager before, has been the bench coach under Craig Counsell for the last few years, and you've got someone from the front office role down to be the assistant manager or manager in waiting in Ricky Weeks, you're going to need all the help you can get. It seems like that they're going, though, in a lot of different directions. You bring in Reese Hoskins, everyone is under the impression that you're going to try and win now. You trade away Corbin Burns to immediately eradicate that and say, well, they may be winning, they may be playing for the future. Now you bring in Brandon Woodruff as a way to be a veteran presence and a veteran help for the locker room, and hopefully you could go and have him back for the following season. It just seems like they're going in three different directions. I hope that this helps. I hope that we get some clarity on this, and maybe we'll get some clarity this season. I don't know. But on paper, it looks like that the Brewers are just a little bit, they're putting their eggs in separate baskets, which is not a bad thing, but you don't want to put them in too many of them. You know what I mean? Again, I'm not against bringing in Reese Hoskins. I'm not against trading away Corbin Burns, and I'm certainly not against them bringing back Brandon Woodruff if they think it's going to benefit the clubhouse. I just honestly think that it's just a few different directions that the club is going in, including also bringing in Gary Sanchez to back up William Contreras this year. And I just think that they need to make a move that is clear enough for the whole organization and for the fans to understand. Is it Matt Arnold? Is it Mark Adonazio? Who knows? Just a little bit confusing. I hope we get some clarity. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll have Wayne Wasser from 102.3 The Bug talk some Packers offseason with us. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter long with innovative solutions for premium comfort available at Hilgi's LP Gas. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier. Hilgi's LP Gas, proudly serving our Northwoods area since 1958. Hilgi's for your healthy heating comfort. Call 453-3505 or visit hilgi's.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you have uncoated concrete? When concrete is left unprotected, moisture can combine with organic particles in the concrete's pores, which can lead to the growth of mold, mildew, and bacteria, which also can lead to negative health outcomes. Wisconsin Coating Specialist offers coatings that seal off pores and prevents moisture from penetrating the surface to provide you with a durable, clean, and beautiful surface for the whole family to enjoy. Call Wisconsin Coating Specialist for your free estimate, 715-298-9533. Wisconsin Coating Specialist, tough and beautiful.
Yes, we know it's early, but many days already, the sap is running. No worries, because Bigwood Stewart Express is ready. Brian is featuring a nice selection of maple syrup supplies for your bottling needs. Glass containers, hydrometers, funnels, and other syruping supplies. Bigwood Stewart Express, right along North 4th Street in Tomahawk, your maple syrup supply headquarters.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. It's now 5:43. And currently joining me on the show from 102.3 The Bug down in Wautoma, we have Sports Director Wayne Mauser. Make sure I got that right. Wayne, thank you very much for joining me.
You bet, Alex. A pleasure.
Absolutely. Wayne, let's go ahead and talk some Packers offseason. What do you say?
Well, it's interesting. Joe Barry gone, and that wasn't unexpected.
Right.
And the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, he's had, a lot of college experience. He was at Boston College as their head coach for the past 4 years and led them to bowl-eligible games three of those years.
Yeah.
And he's had some pro experience, too, with the 49ers and the Browns. So, it was going to happen. Joe Barry up and down for the 3 years that he was there. And actually, in 2022, that season, they were calling for him to get fired, at least the fans were. Mm-hmm. And last season, horrendous up and down, and, you give up a lot of points with the Giants, against the Giants, and at Carolina, and Carolina doesn't score. So, when they get 30, that's not a good thing. But then they did settle down, but the announcement of the firing was, not unexpected.
Yeah, again, let's jump right into the defensive coordinator here, Wayne. Obviously, Sean Hafley, you mentioned that he's going to be their defensive coordinator this season. He was previously the coach of Boston College over the last 4 years. What do you personally think of the hiring?
Well, I think that there's obviously Matt LaFleur has some knowledge. I mean, there's a connection there between coaches and, so I really think we'll just have to wait and see. But apparently he was impressed enough to hire Jeff Hafley, and I think it's, again, a wait-and-see game. But what you're looking for, Alex, is consistency.
Yes.
And the matter of just being able to connect with the players. And I think there could have been a disconnect in there with Joe Barry, but we don't know that, probably never will. But I think, he's a younger coach, and I think he's going to relate a little more and perhaps maybe give the Packers a little bit more stability there defensively. And they've got a great unit. The roster.
Yes.
And they have really some great players, and I'm looking at it right now, Kenny Clark and Devondre Campbell, Devontae's Wyatt, Preston mm-hmm. Smith, Slayton, all those guys. And then you've got Rashawn Gary. And Rashawn Gary was such a great force last year, had 9 sacks. And the fact of the matter is, these guys are going to be back for the most part, right?
Yes.
Unless something strange happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking they're going to develop into a unit that is going to be very beneficial to the Packers.
Well, let's go ahead and hope so here. Let's go ahead and now shift gears over to the offense here, Wayne. This team offensively, and we saw it a lot last year with their run into the postseason, young receiving core with Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, and it sounds like that Aaron Jones is also going to be returning. Offensively, what area of improvement do you think they need to make?
Well, I think it's maturity. I think the younger receivers learned a lot last year. And also, if they stay healthy, that was a big factor. Again, Watson out, and they hired a new strength and conditioning coach, too, which may help them. They picked up Aaron Hill, and he replaces Chris Gizzy. So they're looking for all kinds of ways to tie everything in and make the whole team better. And I think there has been some talk, again, with the hiring of the strength and conditioning coach that they needed a change because they were criticized. Maybe they weren't doing the training process right, the rehabbing right. But getting back to your original question about what does the offense need, I think they need to stay healthy. I think Jordan Love, as a first-year quarterback, he had 32 touchdown passes and 11 interceptions. And I think he's only going to get better. He got better in stretches. And then
yes,
as the season into the last stretch, he was very, very good. I know he had the 2 picks against the 49ers, the last one he wishes he had back.
Yes.
But at the same time, I think, you look at the pick, and a mid-20th round pick, and I think he's come through and impressed a lot of people that thought maybe he couldn't do it. But again, stay healthy. And you've got Jones back. You've got some great young receivers. The offensive line is looking good. Young players have developed. And Bakhtiari may not be back next year. I wouldn't be surprised if they cut him.
Exactly.
But, you know, it is what it is. I do believe that they have a bright future ahead. I mean, this team, I didn't give them any chance of making the playoffs last year, to be honest with you, and all of a sudden they did.
You know, looking at this team, we're talking here with Wayne Mauser from 102.3 The Bug in Wautoma here. Wayne, you mentioned the fact that Green Bay is likely going to be releasing David Bakhtiari this offseason. What do you think is another move the Packers should make?
Well, you know, they had the kicker situation. That is interesting. They brought in a new kicker, and Anders Carlson. Again, he's a rookie. He's got a brother in the league who has similar problems. You know, kickers go through things like this. I mean, Mason Crosby, he had a couple of bad seasons, but very consistent for the most part. But I think that's one area where they may need to replace Carlson. But we'll see. It's always a competition.
Yes, it is.
You want to do. Mason had competition, and he proved he was the better kicker in several camps. And I think that's what Carlson is going to have to do this summer to make sure he's going to be on the team.
Yeah, certainly. Again, the kicking portion was, you know, a big question mark, especially later on in the season. That was really what looked like, outside of the defense, the only weakness that Green Bay had, especially with that special teams, because you saw Carlson missed extra points consistently against Minnesota, missed a couple field goals against Chicago, missed a key field goal against San Francisco in the divisional playoff game. Mm-hmm. If anything, he's going to have to try and find some confidence to help build himself up for next year if Green Bay gives him an opportunity.
And, you know, that comes through experiences. But kickers, you know, it's a different mindset. I mean, if they miss, it gets into their head a little bit. And he's a rookie. He's got some pressure on him, obviously. And then when you miss one, you're always thinking about it. The extra points are crucial, though.
Yes.
I mean, the field goal, obviously, you want to make the field goal if you have a chance. You kick the long ones, maybe you miss the intermediate ones, and you don't want to have that inconsistency.
No.
But those PATs are so important, and that's a big change in a game if you don't make a point after.
Again, talking here with Wayne Mauser from 102.3 The Bug in Wautoma. Wayne, let's go ahead and talk about the NFL draft that is coming up here. The Packers hold top 100 picks in the NFL draft, including the 25th pick in the NFL draft. Who would you like to see Green Bay take with that pick?
Oh, that is a good question. I don't know. They took Jordan Love. I think he was traded down for him to get him at number 25, I believe, a few years ago. So the help that they need, they usually, I don't think they're, well, maybe they will go for a quarterback. I don't think so. But I think probably along the offensive and defensive lines, you know, just to have depth to bring in somebody. I mean, Van Ness came in last year, first-round pick from Iowa on the defensive side, and he really flourished late in the season. I think that is going to be an emphasis along with the offensive line, maybe even running back, defensive back.
Maybe.
What they do with the draft, you know, they pick everybody that they can to fill in with each, you know, either defense, offense, or special teams.
Yeah, again, looking at this draft, really there are a couple of ways that Green Bay can go with this. You mentioned running back, defensive back is potentially an option. I think you mentioned Cooper DeJean. Listen, this particular, I'm a fan of his because I watched him a lot in the Big Ten.
He's a great Iowa player.
Yeah.
He played in the bowl game and they missed him.
Yeah, they definitely did. And the big thing also is that if you take a guy like Cooper DeJean, that's a rarity because there really hasn't been a white NFL cornerback to start a game since Jason Sehorn back in the early 2000s.
Well, that's beside the point. I mean, the deal is that Nixon and Reed, you know, Reed came on strong too. I kind of liked him, but any time you can go after a Cooper DeJean, I don't think he's going to be there at number 25, to be honest with you. But if you
that's
can get
fair.
Somebody like that with his ability and talent, that would be great for special teams, and he can also help out. He runs. He's a running back, too. He's been inserted in that position, so he could help you in a lot of different aspects of the game.
Yeah, certainly. Wayne Mauser, from 102.3 The Bug in Wautoma. Packer offseason is here. Free agency begins March 11th. NFL draft begins April 25th from Detroit. Wayne, thank you very much for joining me. I really much appreciate it. Enjoy the offseason.
You bet. And one more thing, Jeff Hafley will be meeting with the media tomorrow afternoon.
There you go.
Matt LaFleur at 2:45, and then Hafley will address the Green Bay media at 3. So that should be interesting. And,
yes.
It'll be a fun offseason and hopefully a very good season for the Packers.
Yep, let's hope so. Wayne Mauser, 102.3 The Bug. Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Bye. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will talk with a couple of state qualifiers from right here in Tomahawk. That's next here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, high school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboard serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hope you're having a great day so far today. And we got two state qualifiers in the house from the boys swim team here joining us here on the show. And with me is Dane DeKeep and Zach Germano. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this here. Let's go ahead and talk about the season overall. Zach, we'll go ahead and have you go first here. What did you think of your season performance this year?
I think we did pretty good for how many swimmers we had this year, and I'm really proud of what we accomplished as a team at sectionals and conference, and eventually making it to state.
Dane?
Yeah, like Zach said, I'm happy that we did so well as like our team so small, and I'm excited for next year.
Absolutely. Looking at this, you both had your first career trip to the state tournament this past week. Dane, I'll ask you this first. What was it like competing with some of the best swimmers in the state down at Waukesha?
I don't know. It's different from like our duo meets, our small duo meets, and it is fun seeing like all these fast swimmers.
Zach?
Yeah, I'm just going off of what he said. It's really different from anything that I've ever done before. And there's a lot of good swimmers.
Again, talking here with Dane DeKeep and Zach Germano, a couple of Hatchet Boys swimming state qualifiers here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Dane, obviously swimming runs in your family. Your sister being a multiple-time state qualifier, going to be swimming at UW-Green Bay last year. What have you learned from her to get you prepared for swimming deep into the season?
I don't know. I've swam with her like all my life since I've started swimming, and she's like pushed me to be where I am today.
Zach, the next question for you is, you've been on this team for a couple of years now. You've seen some seniors go through here. Now you're an upperclassman. What has it been like taking on the leadership role for this particular team?
It's not easy. It's kind of like herding cats with everyone running around and stuff. But Trey was our captain this year, and he really stepped up. And I'm proud of him for that. And next year, it'll be us as seniors, and we're going to have to lead the team.
And again, Zach, I'll have this next question for you as well. Looking back at this particular season overall, what do you need to improve on the most?
Underwater work for sure. And just stamina, keeping that second 50 split down. That goes for all of us as well.
Dane?
Yep, what Zach said, underwater work I need to work on and just improving my times.
Looking at the season right now, let me go ahead and ask you, and you can answer this honestly. What's it like having a veteran coach like Teresa L'Esperance as your coach? Zach?
it's great. You know, there's pretty much nothing she hasn't seen, and she can walk us through everything. And she kind of knows all the techniques, and she's been everywhere. So,
Dane?
Yep, like Zach said, she also pushes us a lot to be where we are. She makes sure we get our best times.
Definitely. Again, any final thoughts here for you guys before we wrap things up?
Nope, that should be it.
All right, well, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in. I really much appreciate it. Zach Germano, Dane DeKeep, couple of hatchets, state swimming qualifiers. Hopefully we can go ahead and get you guys back next year. How does that sound?
Yep, it sounds good.
All right, excellent. Again, Zach Germano and Dane DeKeep here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Thank you very much to them for joining the show. Coming up on the other side, we'll have Hatchet Girls State Wrestling Qualifier Elise Gibo in to talk about her season and what she needs to do come the state tournament down at the Kohl Center in Madison. That's coming up on the other side of the Sports Q. We'll also talk about the Milwaukee Bucks and what they need to do to get themselves back to being a championship contender. All coming up on the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. It is 48 degrees and just about 6 o'clock. Time for our latest update from CBS News. We'll be back on the other side after weather.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden's in Southern California talking about his latest move to wipe $1.2 billion in student loan debt.
I promise you I'm never going to stop fighting for hardworking American families. So if you qualify, you'll be hearing from me shortly.
This latest round of relief will affect more than 153,000 borrowers.
Because while a college degree is still a ticket to a better life, that ticket is too expensive. And too many Americans are still saddled with unsustainable debt in exchange for a college degree.
His administration's efforts are also an appeal to voters ahead of the election in November. Mr. Biden's got a fundraiser planned in San Francisco later tonight. Alabama's largest hospital has put IVF treatments on hold now following the state Supreme Court's embryo ruling. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Eric Johnston is an anti-abortion activist and lawyer in Alabama.
Right now, the in vitro clinics in Alabama are in legal limbo.
He says he thinks the University of Alabama, Birmingham is doing the right thing.
In order to find out, you know, how are we going to address this in a way that satisfies all the necessities of law and politics.
UAB says patients can continue egg retrievals, but fertilization and embryo development has been paused. The State Department's now warning Americans not to travel to Russia. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny and the detention of a ballerina who is a dual U.S.-Russian citizen are now seen as the latest examples of Russia's crackdown on dissent. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the message is simple.
No American citizen should consider traveling to Russia for any reason, period, because they are at risk of detention, imprisonment, by the Russian regime.
A top U.S. diplomat's now in Egypt trying to build support for a new hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. Correspondent Robert Berger.
U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk held talks in Cairo with Egyptian and Qatari mediators on a new hostage deal. A senior Hamas delegation is also there. McGurk will visit Israel on Thursday as the U.S. presses for a six-week ceasefire.
Boeing has replaced the head of its 737 jetliner program just weeks after a plane panel blowout and other safety issues. Ed Clark had been with the company for 18 years. An Intuitive Machines lunar lander is now orbiting the moon a day before it attempts to land there. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
The company is attempting to become the first private operation to successfully touch down on the moon after three other commercial attempts failed.
If it can pull it off, it'll be the first moon landing in more than 50 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
at Lowe's. Save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy 68 or more select OSB sheathing. Plus, save 10% on bulk purchases of Hillman galvanized fasteners. Visit us in-store or online for the materials you need. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
There's a new McLook in nail fashion.
How'd you like a Big Mac and fries with your next manicure? McDonald's is launching its first beauty collab with Nails, Inc. It features Gotta Ketchup Red and Big Mac Please polish colors. There's a brown to-go bag containing a French fry beige press-on French mani set, plus tiny pickle and burger nail stickers. The sets are available at Target and on Amazon for $9. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The U.S. Coast Guard's testing out a new alert system in Washington state that warns all commercial boats and vessels sailing through the Puget Sound of whale sightings. It's an effort to keep them safe from boat strikes as visits by orcas and humpback whales increase in the region. Wildlife advocates say it's a good first step. Thermal cameras and sound monitoring are also planned to be added at some point to make those waters safer. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6.04 p.m. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on WJJQ. Temperature here in the Northwoods now down to a cool and crisp 44 degrees here under overcast skies. We're going to have our weather forecast, and then we'll have Hatchet State Wrestling Qualifier Elise Gibo on to talk about her performance coming up at the Kohl Center. In the meantime, here's your weather forecast from Brittany Merlot. Brittany?
The forecast for the Northwoods tonight. A few clouds build in as temperatures fall overnight to the mid-20s, which is quite mild considering that is usually our average high temperature for this time of year, not the coldest that we get. Anyhow, tomorrow, abundant sunshine, still very mild as highs climb back to the low 50s. By tomorrow night, we'll start to feel a breeze moving in and we could see a few flurries late. This as a cold front finally sweeps through. I'm WJJQ meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
And welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening at 6.05, which means it's time to get right back into our next interview. And if two Hatchet State qualifiers weren't enough, we got another one in the house.
You can never guess what you get here. I mean, my God.
No, really, you can't. And now joining me right here in studio is Hatchet State Wrestling qualifier Elise Gibo. Elise, welcome to the show, and thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and get right into this here. Obviously, you're a freshman. You're a state qualifier. Why don't you take me through your first year of high school wrestling and what you thought overall?
Yeah, it was very good experience. We have very good coaches teaching us how to be amazing wrestlers. Even being a new wrestler, I learned so much this year. And we have amazing teammates who are very positive for us and keep us in a good mental state.
Let's go ahead and go back to your sectional final performance on Saturday with an absolutely unbelievable pin in the second period. What ultimately led to you coming away with a victory on Saturday?
Well, our coaches gave very good advice, and I was just trying to stay strong and know that I know what to do when I get on the mat. And although she was a good wrestler, so am I. So I was just trying to stay strong in the headspace.
Again, talking here with Hatchet Girls State Wrestling qualifier Elise Gibo here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Obviously, Elise, this is the first year really that you've had a full girls wrestling team. You've had wrestlers come through this town as a whole, but really the first full team this team has had in school history. What's it been like having a bunch of fellow female wrestlers on your team throughout the course of the season?
It's been really good because they all know what you're going through and you have someone to talk to, and it's a very rewarding sport, and having girls who understand what you're going through is really nice.
Again, looking at your performance coming up here in the WIAA state tournament down at the Kohl Center in Madison, why don't you take me through a couple of goals that you have set for yourself coming up starting tomorrow?
Although it might be kind of hard, I would like to medal, even though it's a really big goal. That's like my head goal, I would say. But I just want to enjoy it because there's not a lot of chances that you do go to state first year as a freshman wrestling. And yeah, I'm just really excited.
Looking at your matchup coming up on Thursday afternoon, you take on Maya Denare of Ozaki. You're obviously the 14th seed. You're the number 3 seed. You're the underdog. What do you think you need to do to pull off the upset tomorrow afternoon?
I'm just going to stay strong to the moves I know, and I know how she wrestles, so I think if I just listen to my coaches, I'll do good.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Elise Gbo, Hatchet State Wrestling Qualifier, the only one this year for Tomahawk. Elise, thank you very much, and good luck down in Madison coming up tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Elise Gbo, always a pleasure. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Sports Q right after this on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
And Chatham Country Club offers two state-of-the-art golf simulators to keep you swinging your clubs during these winter months. Call 405-331-30 to schedule your tee time on one of the sims. Go online to find the simulator hours and make sure you follow Inshallah on Facebook for monthly simulator hours. Inshallah Country Club, 405-331-30 and online at InshallahCC.com. It's the Inshallah Country Club.
Check out the last of the new 2023 models at unbelievable prices and save during the President's Day sale at Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's Northeast Side. Last new 2023 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Big Horn Night Edition loaded, now just $6,876, including the 10% rebate. The last new 2023 Grand Cherokee L Limited 4x4, 7-passenger full heated leather, toe prep, rear seat entertainment group, and 20-inch alloys, $52,398 after all discounts and rebates. New 2023 Jeep Compass Latitude Lux 4x4, heated seats and wheel, dual paint sunroof, Lux driver assist package, now $38,501. The most capable truck Jeep ever built. The last new 2023 Jeep Gladiator 4x4, Willys edition, removable hardtop trailer tow and cold weather group, now just $45,353. President's sale event going on now at Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's Northeast Side. Minutes from Wausau, Merrill, and Medford.
Despite mild weather so far, got a feeling Old Man Winter will soon show us some normal Northwoods cold weather. Can your furnace handle the job? Might be a good time to call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox signature collection of furnaces designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. For a free estimate for your Lennox heating needs and great service after the sale with special protection plan memberships available. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling, serving customers from Weston to Woodruff and locations in between. Call 453-4700, online at premierheatingcooling.com, or their showroom at the intersection of Muskellunk Lake Road and County Road A, Tomahawk.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening, currently 6:11 here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Let me know what your thoughts are, by the way. First of all, I would just like to say thank you very much to our state qualifiers, Dane DeKeep, Zach Germano, and Elise Gbo also for stopping in for interviews here today. Now, before we move on to the Milwaukee Bucks, let's go ahead and dive into some accomplishments that we have also had. We have highlighted the swimming and the wrestling here. Let's go ahead and give a great big round of applause as well to the Hatchet Girls basketball team for notching their first playoff victory since 2006 with a win over Sturgeon Bay last night. Congratulations to the girls. They won 48-35. Claire Albert with 18 points, tying a season high. The Hatchets will be taking on Freedom in the regional semifinal coming up on Friday. We'll have the broadcast of that game for you here on WJJQ. Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show will begin at 6:35, and opening tip-off will be at 7 o'clock. Terry Pike Tim will be with me in the broadcast booth. Also last night, the Hatchet boys basketball team broke an 18-game losing streak with their second win of the season. That deserves a round of applause. The boys knocked off Faith Christian Academy 55-53 thanks to an 18-point performance from Brody Rigney. The Hatchet boys, wrap up their regular season tomorrow against Anago, and they begin postseason play a week from Tuesday, so yesterday, again at Wittenberg Burnhamwood. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:35, opening tip at 7 o'clock. Again, Terry Tim will join me in the broadcast booth. Plus, It's celebration time. The Hatchet hockey team, in case you missed it last night, will have highlights from this particular game. They are moving on to their first sectional final appearance since 2002.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
The Hatchet boys knocked off Waupaca last night 3-0 in the hockey game. Landon Seymour with two goals. Jonah Dickens with a goal and two assists in that one. They will be traveling down to Mosinee for their first trip to state since 1991.
You can never guess what you get here. I mean, my God.
Exactly.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
No, I am not crazy. No, I am not out of my mind. The postseason is here. It is unbelievable. Again, if the Hatchet hockey team ends up winning on Saturday, they go to state for the first time since 1991. Great things happening here in the city of Tomahawk. Again, very, very excited for what this for what these teams have in store for them. Who knows? Maybe we may get a shocker. Who knows? Wouldn't it be great if somebody could pull off an upset? Wouldn't it be great if the girls could go into Freedom and upset the Irish, who are currently the number two seed in their sectional? Wouldn't it be amazing if the hockey team went to the state tournament for the first time since 1991? Heck, wouldn't it be great if Elise Gibo, who we just talked to, knocked off Delery in her first match of the WIAA Hatchet Girls Wrestling Tournament? Wouldn't that be amazing? A lot of great things happening here in the city of Tomahawk. We'll go over the full list of Hatchet events coming up at the end of the show. We'll go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, I'll break down what the Bucks need to do to get back to being a championship contender under new head coach Doc Rivers. That's coming up next here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
Hi, this is David Pops Duncan from Wild Rivers Group, Tomahawk. Are you looking to sell your home? Or maybe you are looking for a home of your dreams? If so, give Pops a call at 715-892-2045. That's 715-892-2045. Hope to hear from you soon. Thanks.
John J. Shuni Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Shuni Construction of Tomahawk.
We're proud of our history as a century-old Wisconsin institution. Hi, I'm Sue from Crossbridge Community Bank. We stay true to the simple, community-based ideals of a mutual bank that exists to serve its people. That is true for our business customers as well. We want to provide you with everything your business needs to grow and flourish. Stop in to either our Merrill or Tomahawk locations and see what makes Crossbridge Community Bank different from the others. Maybe it's time to make the switch. A bank that puts purpose first. What's your purpose? Let us help you realize it. Visit crossbridge.bank to find out more.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening, currently 6:16 here in the Northwoods. And hope you're having a great day. I mean, listen, a lot of great things happening now here in the city of Tomahawk. Taking a look at the state sports scene, though, things are a little bit, I guess you could say, uncertain. You know, we had the Badgers that went on there, you know, they've gone on a bit of a cold spell. But they were able to get the win last night over Maryland. Big win for them. You take a look at the Brewers, they're going in a bit of different directions. And then there's Milwaukee Bucks. Let's get right into it.
With 5.2 left. No timeouts left for the Bucks. Here comes Dane. 3 seconds. Dane pulls for the win.
Seems like so long ago, doesn't it, when Lillard hit that buzzer beater to beat the Kings in overtime. Now the Bucks will begin their second half of the season Friday with a 35-22 record, third place in the Eastern Conference currently behind the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are also ahead of them in the division. Now listen, let me just go ahead and say, The Bucks are now 3-7 under Doc Rivers as head coach. That is tied for the worst record in the last 10 games with the Brooklyn Nets and the Detroit Pistons.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, that's not good. Here's what I'll say about this, though. I hope that Damian Lillard's performance over All-Star Weekend carries over to the rest of the season. And allow me to explain why. Damian Lillard won the three-point shooting contest for the second consecutive year. Congratulations to him. Definitely deserved it. He then went out and had 39 points in the All-Star game. Had two great half-court shots. And was the catalyst behind a 211-point performance by the Eastern All-Stars. The All-Star game, the NBA should just do away with that one. There's no defense that's played. Or, if you're going to play defense, or if you're going to make it something meaningful, add something to it to make sure it gives them a little bit more oomph to it. A little more of a game that matters to them specifically. Now, congratulations to Damian Lillard on winning the three-point shooting contest. It's a big achievement. It's definitely not something that goes by lightly. Winning it two times in a row is a rare feat. Now translate that to the regular season. Damian Lillard currently is averaging 25-7, which is good. Those are good numbers. Those are not Damian Lillard numbers, though. If that was Chris Middleton averaging those numbers, we'd be like, oh my goodness, Bucks are going to win the title. But Damian Lillard is putting up those numbers. Now, again, I think the thing is, and I think the reason why Milwaukee is struggling is because that Damian Lillard doesn't know how to be the second wheel. And sometimes it takes a while to transition from being a first option to a second option. Chris Middleton's also transitioning from being the second option to the third option. The first option in Milwaukee starts and stops with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who, by the way, the national media isn't talking about this. He's probably having the best year of his career. But these are Lillard's numbers, 25-7. He's shooting 42% from the field and 34% from three-point range. Think about that for a second. Again, and this is him averaging 25-7. This is a Damian Lillard that is averaging 30 a night on a consistent basis. And I remember when they made the trade for him that there was a huge upgrade offensively. Defensively, there was going to be a step back. And I wasn't sure how that was going to play with Adrian Griffin as head coach, because Griffin's strength when we came in, and you take a look at him when he was working under Nick Nurse in Toronto. When he was working under him, perimeter defense was the reason why the Toronto Raptors were able to go into the finals and knock off the Warriors. Kyle Lowry, great perimeter defender in his prime, probably one of the best in the NBA. They had Kawhi Leonard, who is without a doubt one of the best defensive players in the NBA today. You also look at a guy like, at the time, Fred VanVleet. Now, he wasn't the greatest defensive player, but he definitely knew his role. You also had defensive specialists like Marc Gasol and Pascal Siakam, who's now in Indiana, that knew their roles. Guys that knew that they needed to defend in order to win. So you look at this Adrian Griffin team. Now, I will say that if they kept Jrue Holiday, do I think the Bucks would be in this position? No. But I also believe that they would not be better than what Boston is right now. Because forget Holiday. Before Boston got Holiday, they added Kristaps Porzingis, who's a 7'3" guy that can shoot from three-point range. And he's proven to be a big commodity and a big contributor for this Boston Celtics team this year. Him with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, Jrue Holiday, and you got Derek White as well. That Boston team is stacked, and right now they're looking like that they could come out of the East. Now, for as much as the Bucks deserve criticism for this season so far, and you know what? They deserve it. They deserve any amount of criticism coming their way. Right now, they're looking like a second-round exit. That's what they look like. Do I think that they'll get past the number 6 seed, whoever that may be? That's probably going to be Indiana. And a healthy Pacers team beat Milwaukee 4 out of 5 times this year. Now, if they go up against Indiana, I don't know how they would go. Look at Miami. Miami was able to upend them as the number 8 seed last year. And then you look at a team like the Philadelphia 76ers. Do I think that they'd beat Philadelphia without Joel Embiid in a 7-game series? Yeah, they probably would. But I don't know if they get past Cleveland. I don't know if they get past the Knicks. And I don't know right now if they would get past Boston. This is where we are with the Milwaukee Bucks. A team with two of the top 75 players in NBA history should not be struggling to a 35-22 record at this moment in time with a coach who I don't necessarily love, but I respect as one of the top coaches in basketball history in Doc Rivers. Again, Doc Rivers, he is eighth all-time in career wins. You don't get those by accident. He's only got one title to show for it, though. I keep going back to that. He's only got one championship to show for. And that was when he had Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett in Boston. And before that, there were talks about Doc Rivers potentially getting fired. And he's blown 3-1 leads. He has not gotten past the second round in over a decade. Back when they had, that was on the tail end of their, you know, on the tail end of the Big Three's career, when they ultimately lost to LeBron James and the Miami Heat in 7 games. So you look at all of this. You look at all of what's going on here. And there's one silver lining to all of this. One. Nobody expects Milwaukee to win the title this year. Nobody expected them to win in 2021. They were at 500. Two-thirds of the way into the season. They were at 20-20. They went 27-7 in their final 34 games. 26-6, excuse me, in their final 32 games. And ended up winning it all. And a lot of national media say, well, it's because that Kevin Durant didn't have Kyrie Irving and James Harden. The NBA is full of what-ifs. You can, if you want to go ahead and make that argument, I can also make the argument that the Bucks team that had Ray Allen, Sam Cassell, and Glenn Big Dog Robinson, if it wasn't for a missed bunny shot in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals against Allen Iverson, which, by the way, that was also under the rigged series category, along with the 0-2 Western Conference Finals between the Kings and the Lakers. I can include that in there and say, well, you know what? Milwaukee probably would have beaten Shaq and Kobe in 2001. They probably would have won that series. And it probably would have taken 7 games, but they probably would have won the series. And I could also make the argument that if Chris Middleton was healthy back in 2022, when Milwaukee was taking on Boston, they probably would have won it all. They probably would have beaten Golden State. They would have gotten through. Who did Boston play in the conference finals that year? They probably would have gotten through a team like Miami. The NBA is filled with what-ifs. And they were the number 3 seed when they won it all. They were the number 3 seed when they won the whole thing. Because they went into Brooklyn in Game 7 as the number 3 seed and beat them. And they beat number 5 seeded Atlanta in the conference finals that year. Then they went to Phoenix and beat them in 6. That's the only silver lining you can rely on, is that this is very similar to 2021. And if they're able to flip it on, and Damian Lillard starts hitting shots in the second half of the season, then you could see Milwaukee go on a run towards the postseason. Go on a deep run. Hopefully, maybe even win it all. But it's very, very hard for me to look at Milwaukee as a legitimate finals contender unless something clicks. And unfortunately, what might click for them might be too late, especially with Doc Rivers as your coach in the postseason. Because we know what he is in the postseason. We don't know what Adrian Griffin is in the postseason. Because this was his first year. And I hope he gets another opportunity elsewhere. Because he was the lead assistant. You don't become the lead assistant under Nick Nurse for 10, 15 years. You don't get 15 interviews, get one coaching job, and then fired after just 44 games. That's really what it boils down to. But I digress. Coming up after the break, we'll have Hatchet Highlights to wrap up the sports queue. Tomahawk Hockey knocking off Wapaka last night at Sarah Park in the sectional semifinal. The atmosphere was absolutely electric. I'll be back to wrap up the sports queue right after this here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Queue on WJJQ.
Tired of living with pain and discomfort? Would you like help that's invested in your progress and your personal goals? And if so,
Health in Motion Physical Therapy is here for you. Health in Motion ensures you'll receive personalized care from a team of experienced therapists who have remained dedicated to treating the Tomahawk community. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Health in Motion will discuss your insurance benefits with you so you know what to expect before treatment starts. And they offer affordable self-pay rates so you can focus on feeling better, not unexpected bills. Don't wait in pain. Take the first steps toward a pain-free life by calling Health in Motion at 715-453-6650 or visit himwi.com to schedule your appointment. Once again, go to himwi.com and schedule your appointment. Health in Motion wants you to get back to the activities you love quickly so you don't have to be in physical therapy longer than you need to be.
So come on.
This is Rich Teggie of Wealth Strategy Group. We understand the value of having a personalized long-term financial plan and investment strategy that is in line with your risk concerns. We have navigated clients through some extremely challenging markets. Our dynamic approach provides investors with the clarity and confidence to help weather the inevitable storms. Our actively managed investment process focuses on the fundamental and technical analysis needed in guiding client portfolios. If you're interested in working with a team that understands risk-adjusted returns, and you'd like to take a closer look at the level of risk you're currently taking, call 453-0722 or visit our website at wsginvest.com. Securities and advisory services offered by LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Lows level off around 25 tonight under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies develop with fog in spots early. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 51. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Right now, 37.
You already know Tomahawk Furniture and Gun offers you low prices every day. But did you know that if you find a better price, they will match it? They also have a great selection of clearance items just waiting for you to take home. Stop in at 109 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk or at their showroom just four doors down at 123 West Wisconsin Avenue, where you will find closeouts and hot buys on everything from rustic furniture to mattresses. Find the best deals in the showroom with inventory constantly changing. Grab these deals while they last. It's Tomahawk Furniture and Gun in downtown Tomahawk. Prices so low, you gotta bend over to see them.
Come in and find out why generations of families in the Northwoods have been doing business at the Auto House in Tomahawk for nearly 40 years. Gary is the longest operating auto dealer in the area. He provides selection, selection, selection. He's got about 40 quality late model used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot right now. The Auto House is a complete dealership where they service what they sell in their service department with an ASE certified technician. And if you need a rental vehicle, the Auto House has rental units available. And if you don't see exactly what you want on Gary's lot, just talk to him and he'll find what you're looking for, and that's what you call doing business the right way. The Auto House, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net.
This is the season when any day, anytime, we can be hit with freezing rain, sleet, and those nasty ice conditions. Make sure you're ready. Bethel Excavating of Tomahawk provides sanding and salting services for your driveway and sidewalks to help keep everyone safe. Now is a good time to arrange for those services rather than waiting until it hits. Just call Dave at 453-8322 for sanding and salting services. That number again, 453-8322. Bethel Excavating will be there when the nasty weather arrives.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. About ready to wrap things up. As we go ahead and wrap up, let's go ahead and go over our Hatchet events coming up. WIAA State Girls Wrestling Tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison tomorrow afternoon as Elise Gibo of Tomahawk goes up against Ozaki's Maya Delaray. Thursday, Tony Durlett will have the broadcast. The preliminary round starts at 3, and the match begins at 3:15. Tomahawk Boys Basketball Squad wraps up their regular season against Antigo with Senior Night. JV Games tip off at 5:45, Varsity at 7:15. Tomahawk Girls Basketball with their WIAA Regional Semifinal Showdown as they travel to Freedom. Terry Tim will join me in the broadcast booth, Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pregame Show at 6:35, and opening tip at 7 o'clock. On Saturday, Tomahawks Hockey Squad will have the WIAA Sectional Final Showdown. As they travel down to Moe's Knee, Keith Hansey will join me in the booth. Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show at 1:35, opening faceoff at 2. If the Tomahawk Hockey team wins, they'll make the state tournament for the first time since 1991. If the girls team, by the way, if they knock off Freedom, they will go to either Oconto Falls or host Clintonville on Saturday night, so be sure to stay tuned. And then the boys basketball squad begins their postseason run coming up on Tuesday with the regional playoff showdown at Wittenberg Burnham Wood. The Fairman Orthodontics Radio pregame show will begin at 6:35, opening tip at 7 o'clock. Terry Tim will join me in the broadcast booth. If Tomahawk pulls off the upset, it will travel to number 4 seed Wapaka for their second round showdown. That's a look at the Hatchet events coming up here on WJJQ. Postseason is here, and that is the most fun time of the year, in my honest opinion. To go ahead and end things, we'll have our Hatchet hockey highlights from last night's sectional semifinal victory over the Wapaka Comets, with Tomahawk winning 3-0. Thank you very much for tuning into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook, and I will hear you all next week. Have a sportacular week, everyone. Hey! Playoff hockey is live and on the air. A very good Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us. Coming to you from Sarah Park in Tomahawk, where tonight your Hatchet hockey team has their WIAA sectional semifinal showdown as the Wapaka Comets come into town. And we've got somebody new in the broadcast booth, new-ish, I guess you could say. Keith Hansey is in the booth with me here. Keith, welcome, my friend.
Alex, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to be here. It's playoff hockey.
Yes.
Filling in for the, you know, the great guy that's sitting in the toes in the sand down in Florida. I'm sure he's listening. But
yes. Jonah looks to operate, instead goes right by Moen. Jonah with a shot on goal. Save again by Hafferman. Rebound, Dickens tries to get something going. Dickens with a big check. Logan Seymour comes up with it, tries to leave it. Landon shoots. He scores! Landon Seymour! 6:12 to go, first period. The Seymour connection, and Tomahawk gets the hatchets on the board in the sectional semifinal game.
That was a great centering pass back out from brother to brother, if I got that correct.
Yes, you did.
I believe the Seymour brothers.
Yes, and Jonah will also get an assist for that one as well. That was a perfect pass by Logan to Landon. Now we'll go ahead and loop it back around the boards. Landon, who's got the lone goal tonight. That pass was deflected, but it goes right to Rex Riley. Goes right to Logan, leaves it for Jonah. Rebound shot, score! Landon Seymour again! Seymour scores for the second time tonight. 2-0 Tomahawk, 15-19 to go, second period.
That was a perfect second rebound shot, and he was in the perfect spot, and they're shooting goals on that puck, and they were right there to pick up the...
Lamer gets it up. Ledeau with an intercepted pass. And now an opportunity here. Guzmer. Now one knocked away from behind by Jonah Dickens. Here comes Hannah. Up to Jonah. Blows by Sanders. He's hit on Hafferman. Shoots. Scores! Jonah Dickens!
Just like before, the beautiful pass from Hannah up to Jonah. And Jonah just pulled away from the closest Wapaka skater.
Can I buy some insurance with that goal? Jonah Dickens with his first goal of the night. The third time he's at the scoreboard. And the Hatchets are up 3-0 with 4:25 to go in the third. Gets it up to Mace. 10 seconds left. Mace, that one knocked away. Logan Seymour fighting for it with Evers. Seymour centers it. That's going to do it. The Tomahawk Hatchets, for the first time since 2002, are headed to the sectional final. They have shut out the Wapaka Comets here at Sarah Park tonight. Final score, Tomahawk 3, Wapaka 0.
You've been listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.